Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 148 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for July 26th is reflect on your relationship with a loved one who is very special to you. Is your relationship based on results the person can get for you, or is it based on their faithfulness and commitment to you? What is one thing you can do today to strengthen your relationship through an act of devotion? Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of leading by serving. We've talked before on this podcast about the difference between transactional leadership and transformational leadership. Transactional leadership is when the relationship is based on what either one side or both sides can get out of the relationship. It is about an exchange, and it is usually about achieving external possessions or achievements, at least on the surface. Because really, transactional leaders have some type of emotional need and insecurity that masks itself as the desire for outward achievement. While transformational leadership takes place when leaders provide value to the lives of others and pour into their hearts with no expectation of getting anything for themselves in return, they simply want to help others and increase their impact. But remember that real change only occurs from the inside out. So we can serve people day in and day out for years, and their heart may remain closed to what we give. But even though our efforts may not have an immediate impact, transformational leaders will choose to do it anyway. Today's challenge talks about a relationship with a loved one, so that means we're talking about someone who in some way is open to our love and what we have to give. And relationships take work. They take time and effort and energy. Our challenge today asks us what we can do to strengthen the relationship. If you're at a loss for ideas on what you can do, I'd like to outline what Stephen Covey calls the 6 major deposits that we can make into the emotional bank account of someone we have a relationship with. The first major deposit is seeking to understand the individual. This means doing something with the person that may not be important to us, but it is to them. It is stepping out of our role as the author of our own story and becoming a reader of someone else's story. The second major deposit into the emotional bank account of another person is attending to the little things. This may be anything from something as small as holding the door open for someone to stopping by to visit someone in the hospital who has been sick. As author John Gordon says, when we serve in small ways, we will get the opportunity to serve in big ways. The third major deposit we can make in a relationship is keeping commitments. This can be a major deposit, but breaking a commitment or not following through on a promise constitute a massive withdrawal that can be difficult to overcome. So we shouldn't overpromise or overcommit. And if we do find ourselves in a situation where we absolutely cannot keep the commitment, then we need to explain that to that person and ask to be released from that promise. The fourth major deposit we can make in someone else's emotional bank account is to clarify expectations. This can be scary to open up and talk about, and it can take time and effort we don't think we have, but it is vital. Especially in a new situation or at the beginning of the relationship. But it is never too late to stop and clarify expectations. It may take courage, but it is well worth the investment. The fifth major deposit we can make in a relationship is showing personal integrity. When it comes down to it, this simply means treating everyone by the same set of principles. They may not immediately like something we do because it doesn't serve their selfish interests, but deep down it is a deposit in that person's emotional bank account, because while they may not like what we did, they know they can trust us because of our loyalty to our principles. And the sixth and final major deposit we can make into another person's emotional bank account is apologizing sincerely when we make a withdrawal. This takes security and vulnerability, but it also requires a change in behavior after the apology. If we continue to make the same mistakes and offer the same apologies time after time after time, they start to become withdrawals rather than deposits. So how about you? Reflecting on one of your relationships with a loved one, is your relationship based on results the person can get for you, or is it based on their faithfulness and commitment to you? What is one thing you can do today to strengthen your relationship and that person's faithfulness and commitment to you through an act of devotion? Thanks for joining us today on the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge you to seize your power to write your own story and help you through that process with stories, tools, and resources. As teachers and coaches, we have one of the greatest opportunities in the world, and that is to make an impact on the young people we work with. And the best way to increase our impact is to give those students and athletes a better version of ourselves every day.